This Christmas will be far from normal in western Kentucky. Many families have lost homes or loved ones to the deadly tornadoes earlier this month. 76 people died and hundreds of people remain in temporary shelters. Volunteers from across the state are trying to make sure that for the children whose lives are upended by the storms, there is some sense of normality. The aim is to guarantee they'll have something to unwrap this weekend. NPR's Sarah McCammond has that story.
After their home was destroyed by the tornadoes, Tammy McKinney's 9-year-old son, Sammy, was afraid that Santa wouldn't know where to find him.
He thought Santa Claus had forgot about us, and I told him, no, he has not. He knows where we are all the time.
But Santa found Sammy. That was clear from the bags he was carrying, overflowing with toys, when I met him this week in Hardin, Kentucky, at one of several state parks that's housing many displaced families.
Garbage truck, a Santa hat. Oh, and the shooting star.
There's even a remote control Buzz Lightyear, all of it donated as part of a drive for survivors organized by Kentucky First Lady Brittany Beshear. Tammy McKinney has been trying to make things as normal as possible for her son since the tornadoes.
You gotta do what you gotta do for kids to make them a little bit more hopeful.
Volunteers are handing out dolls and stuffed animals and art supplies spread out on tables at the lodge. Cheryl Crouch came with a group from First Baptist Church in nearby Murray to help wrap presents. Like so many, Crouch's church has jumped in to help, housing relief workers and hosting a holiday party here earlier this week.
We had cookie decorating and making an ornaments for the trees and just trying to bring a little Christmas to a difficult time.
For Jade Dillon, the focus has been on making life and the holiday as joyful as possible for her 5 kids.
If I'm happy, my kids are going to be happy. The night it happened, my kids fed off of what I was doing. If mama was scared and everything, my kids were scared. If I was calm, my kids were calm. So it's all in how you are with your kids, you know.
Hard to maintain that?
It is hard. It is hard. I spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
The back wall of their home in Mayfield was torn off while they hid in the basement. For now, they're living in a cottage here at the park, which Dylan's best friend decorated with a Christmas tree. She says the fact that her kids can come and load up with presents, a basketball, a ukulele, it all helps.
It puts their mind off of what they just went through, what they experienced, you know? But this is a breath of fresh air for the kids.
Governor Andy Beshear spent Tuesday traveling across the region, visiting several of the parks where gifts are being distributed. In Hardin, he asked the kids how their Christmas lists were coming along.
Oh, you got the thing you always wanted? Man, Santa's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah.
He just came a little bit differently this year, wanting to make sure you all got what you wanted the most. Right? I love that.
Over just a few days, the governor's office says more than $200,000 in cash and gift cards and hundreds of thousands of toys were donated by people across the country. There were more donations, Beshear says, than they expect to be able to give to tornado survivors this Christmas.
We have so much that I believe we're going to be taking toys to people on their birthdays this next year. And, you know, that says so. There's so much good still in our country and our world, and you see it today.
Volunteers will hand out more of those toys before Christmas. They're hosting a second round of parties across western Kentucky today. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Hardin, Kentucky.